Leadership principle number 7, lead with courage. We will lead courageously through present and future challenges, doing what is morally right and strategically effective in all circumstances, asking God for discernment, strength, and courage. Leading with courage always indicates there are serious challenges in opposition present. The Apostle Paul talks in 1 Corinthians 16 about challenges, saying, "A great door for effective work is open to me, and there are many who oppose me." Incredible doors were open, but also opposition. Paul faced serious challenges on a daily basis in his work communicating the gospel. He was thrown in prison, stoned, shipwrecked, and his ever-present thorn in the flesh. In the midst of opposition, Paul persevered. He faced the challenges head-on, prayed fervently for the challenges, and stayed faithful to his calling, communicating the gospel of Jesus Christ. Courageous leadership means facing opposition directly and building teams which work effectively in a challenging environment. As followers of Christ, we have an excellent model of teamwork in Romans 12:7. Now to each one the manifestation of gifts is given for the common good. Not all people are prophets or teachers or administrators. The Lord commands us in Joshua 1:9 to be strong and courageous. Show your courage in the context of your spiritual gifting. Don't try to be someone else. Understand who you are and your spiritual gifts. If you are a teacher, be courageous in your context of teaching and confront critical issues. If you are a pastor, shepherd your flock with great courage and strong exhortation. If you are an administrator, then administrate with courage and diligence. Stay focused on God and love Him with all of your heart. Colossians 3:17 states, "Whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him."